Hey ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. If you're wondering why there's like a background noise, because I've come to my friend's place. Not leaving my colony. He just lives nearby. So I've come there. And I have a special guest for us. He's part of the team. And he'll join for 10 minutes. Or less than 10 minutes. He just DM'd me. And I have with me Siddharth/Sidhu/Siddhan some Instagram ID. And yeah, if you're listening to this on Spotify, please follow and then download, share to people. If you're listening to this on YouTube, like, share, subscribe. You know all the cliche ass comments, right? So yeah, thanks. Let's start off with the first topic, COVID-19. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? As you know, the last episode, we left it at Samachar. And if you're wondering, again, I'm referring to this again. If you're wondering why the heck there is audio disturbance, it's only because that I'm at one of my friend's place. And don't worry, Modi Bucks can chill. I didn't like literally go out. But I have with me Siddharth, our co-host. And I have with me Shashank. So we'll be talking about the COVID-19 virus in the next segment, Samachar. Okay, so Shashank, as we know that you have a laptop or something with you? Okay, so what we're actually going to do is, let's keep it casual. You know what a normal podcast is. So we'll go by that. So okay, when I open Google and then I see the death toll of the coronavirus or COVID-19 virus. Okay. So currently, the tally or the table, right? So, in that tally or the table, USA first mein, matlab USA is in the first, bro. And then the government is not even taking any preventive measures. What is your say on that? What do you think about that?
I think the government is taking pretty good measures, like the nationwide lockdown. It's actually a successful lockdown. Like, you see, the police are also doing a very good job. Like, anyone who ventures out, they're going to get battery charges on them. And they're going to have some, the police are having fun with it because they have all the power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we shouldn't push it to that issue because that is something we shouldn't be talking about. But if you could exclude that out of the whole podcast, then it would be great because we'll go into losses.
Oh, okay, fine. So start again.
No, you don't need to start again. We're still recording, but it's just that our Indian government is taking brilliant measures. Whereas if you look at Trump's government, this is not a debate, ladies and gentlemen. This is just my version of my perspective of what I think the Trump government should do. I think they're not taking any measures. And they're only focusing on the areas where the virus is spreading more. What do you say, Shashank, on the U.S. government?
Leading power in the world. So it has connections with every country. So people come, visit and go.
No, but the point is, okay, I think I should critique you right here because the travel is banned, isn't it? The travel is banned in U.S.
Yeah,
you can't go... I'm going to rest this mic, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a little harsh, the sound, but bear with it. Hold up, I'll be back. Shit. Okay. Anyways, so Shashank, what did you say on this? Like, I think the US government is not doing anything at all, and I think I should critique one factor that, bro, the US government is basically, let's say US government, I don't know about the US government, but let's say they allow travels, but most of the other countries didn't, right? Huh? So probably it would be a great idea if the Trump government could, you know, like, lock the whole country down. And I heard that, did you also hear this in the news that Modi is trying to extend the lockdown?
Yeah, that's a pretty good pressure.
Yeah, so what do you say about that? What do you think will happen if we lock all the places down, and what do you think? So let's take a situation where Modi didn't give a shit about what's going on in the country, and then he left it. What would happen then, bro?
Well, currently right now we have 70,000 cases in our country. We just skyrocket up to maybe 3 million.
Yeah.
More than 3 million, I'm for sure. And we took it 30 measures, and then also we have 70,000 cases. Just think, what would happen if Modi's government didn't take any action? It would skyrocket up. People would be scared. They won't even venture out. They won't even venture out for food. I'm for sure about that.
Okay, and one more factor, bro. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases are 1721353. Okay?
Yeah.
The recovered cases are 389651. And the deaths are 104800. Out of which the confirmed cases in United States are 507422. So, once tens, hundreds, thousands. Mind my maths, ladies and gentlemen. Once tens, hundreds, thousands, ten thousands. What the fuck? Once, tens, hundreds, thousands, ten thousands. 5 lakh out of 17 lakh confirmed coronavirus cases, 5 lakh are from the US itself. So yeah. That easily proves that US is not taking any preventive measures.
No, see, the point is, no, just before you counter me, the thing is, let me come to my, my point. US is a leading power. It has connections with every other country, so people can't visit and go. So they might not be aware that they have coronavirus or not, because the symptoms will only show up for 14 days, right?
Yeah.
And then these people, the US, the Americans, they can actually visit other countries, and they might also got affected. You see? So, but in India, they are still keeping a record, but before they just catch them up, it's too late for them. The government it realized it very late. For example, many people you see, COVID-19 cases were showing up when the basketball player died in a helicopter crash.
What? Now it's just getting straight up stupid, right?
No, just listen.
Okay.
Paid attention to COVID-19 at the time. But then, you see, let me give you this example. There's a pond, and there's a type of plant which reproduces itself 2 times in a day, 1 day. So there's one plant at the first day, and at the second day, there are 2, and at the third day, there are 4, and at the fourth day, there are 8. So guess when will the pond will be full? When the pond will be totally filled with these plants?
When?
It won't be until the last day. It won't be until the day 59. Because, you see, it will be replicated half. So, half of the pond will be filled at day 59, and day 60, all of them will be filled. So, like that itself, the government will have tackled this problem way before. The Indian government, started right for right time, and just took the right measures. With which, we have conventionally located.
That's perfect, bro. I really respect you thinking this way, because this requires highly intellectual mindset. High IQ, bro. If I were to suicide, I'd jump off your IQ and land on your ego. Anyways, 1 second, just hold the call. I'm searching up something. So next thing I'll be, so I have my co-host with me, Sidhu. Okay, he works in Talkcast as well. So Sidhu will read out some conspiracy theories of coronavirus. So Sidhu, the mic's beside my elbow. So say hi to Shashank.
Hi Shashank. How are you doing? This is...
He called you Sid, bro.
Oh,
Friendship 101. Anyways, so I'm just searching it up. I have no other job to do.
I think the internet's slow a bit,
Actually, is something wrong with your internet too, Shashank?
No, mine is perfect.
That's fine.
Okay,
so
what?
Like, I've opened a site, Times of India.
Times of India, okay.
So Sidhu will read out one conspiracy theory, one by one.
Yeah. So the one of the main conspiracy theories states that virus is a foreign bioweapon. Basically a living AK-47, maybe you could call it.
Yeah.
So
they're saying biological warfare.
Exactly.
What did you say on that?
I guess it might be true, it might not be true, because we have 10 chances, 50-50%. You see, all the world government, they're asking Chinese government to give the information out on coronavirus. So the thing is, these Chinese people, they discovered this virus in December itself.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not
yeah.
In September itself. And then they have been recording these cases, so they might have a lot of information, because the case first appeared in China, and they keep in record, and they might have observed a huge number of people, so they might have taken out a huge number, very valuable information. And they're not disclosing it with, they're not sharing the information with all the other governments. So, it might be true.
Hmm.
So, Shoshan, I was busy sipping my juice. Shashank, I was busy sipping my juice, bro. So, you're saying it's true or is it not true?
You see, I guess I'm not supporting anything. It's 50-50% chances. And one more thing, this Chinese government, it was related to SARS-CoV-2. But then when they scan the virus for the protein spike, it showed 15% difference. 15% difference. That cannot happen in just a single generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shashank is really good with statistics and all, but let's move on. Let's move on to another conspiracy theory. They're saying that if this is a subset of one of the conspiracy theories. They're saying that if the COVID-19 virus was made by China, there would be a World War III. I'm being stupid, I'm being absolutely hilarious, but there would be a World War III. What is your say on that, man?
Obviously not. The whole world is going to come together to fight this coronavirus.
Really?
It's a pandemic. It's a pandemic. No. So, obviously, no nation is going to wage a war against another nation by getting affected by something.
A very good point there, Shashank.
I criticize both of you people here.
But
no, listen. If it is a global-wide pandemic created by a superpower, then everyone will hate it because, see, this virus has basically fucked the rest of the countries, no?
But then that's in the future. See, we cannot think about the future. If we have to think about the present, we should always think about the present and then we should go to the future. When we are perfectly fine with the present, then we'll think about the future. Right now we are battling against coronavirus, not against China.
Okay. Just think about the future for me for 1 second. Will there be a world war?
No, obviously not.
Okay, that's fine. Because my dad's in the army, I'm shit scared. Okay, anyways, let's move on. There's another conspiracy theory which Sidhu's going to relate to you.
One second. There are rumors going around that secret cures, diluted bleach, turning off your electronics, bananas, promise hope of protection from a threat, not even world leaders like Modi and Trump can escape. So, I don't believe switching off your phone or getting off Insta for a while will help, but what's your say on that?
No, man.
I didn't get your question.
There are rumors of cures going around.
Yeah, WhatsApp, Gomudra and some sindoor you put on your head and then you're cured.
Yeah,
is that actually true? That's obviously not true, but what did you just say on that? All the people are idiots on the way they're sending those messages, right?
About what?
Fake news. Coronavirus.
What fake news?
If you put some sindoor on your head, then you'll not get. If you put that thing on your hand, you'll not get. Religious news.
No, you cannot just clarify something. You see, this research going on. And one more thing is, fake news is just proper. We just ignore them. And then, if we get spare time, if the scientists get spare time, they can find out. They can find out and they can just test out that it's a fake news. it gets better. It gets better.
That's fantastic, bro. Anyways, so thank you for coming. If you want to stay, you can stay because we're moving on to the next segment of the show, which is beatbox. We're talking about beatbox and artists who are famous in beatbox. So if you're interested, just come in, bro.
Oh, okay. I have to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was Shashank. Sidhu will take over now.
And
we'll conclude the flipping show.
Okay. Thank you for the expert opinion. And yes, I'm going to do the second conclusion for our show here. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's our viewers' view about COVID-19. We move on. Hope you all stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe, Shashank. Thank you so much for coming to this.
Good
Love
night.
You, man.
You guys stay safe too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Good night. Everyone stay safe. Yeah.
Good night.
So, ladies and gentlemen, beautiful talk with Shashank. So, let's move on to the next segment, which is What's Popping. Siddharth will tell you about the new album, Calm. So, hope you guys enjoy. Okay, guys, Sidhu's taking this over. Let's go.
Yes, beautiful talk with Shashank. We gotta move on to something a little more, interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shashank there.
Shashank was also pretty good.
Yeah, but statistics wise, he's a legend.
Let's move on to something which everyone will like. I mean, everyone, which is gossip, motherfuckers, gossip. Anyways, let's move on. Let's go.
So we're gonna talk about the new 5 Seconds of Summer album. So for your information, 5 Seconds of Summer is an Australian pop band, and they released their new album on 27th April, which last month, called Calm. This song has a I'm sorry.
So the our parents are like downstairs and they're like laughing the fuck out, bro. They're literally laughing, man.
Sorry for the break. So anyways, this album sure has its highlights, say Teeth, Easier, and a few other songs. We're gonna talk about this song.
Isn't Teeth in like some other album? Is it?
No, Teeth belongs to Calm, but they released it as the lead single.
It's like really early, right?
Yeah. They need money. Everyone needs money.
I like the vibe of that song.
Yeah, the vibes. Okay, so we're just gonna give you a preview of the song. Okay.
You don't need a bro. Copyright, bro. Spotify are putting it, bro. What do you think?
Whatever. I'm just gonna. This is by 5 Seconds of Summer. Exclusive copyright belongs to them, and we're just gonna go up and give you a preview of Teeth.
Some days you're the only thing I know. Only thing that's burning when the nights grow cold.
This song's vibes are just
the lick,
hats off.
You know, the drop, I don't know if it's called the drop.
But whatever, the bass line that goes, just Callum has done an amazing job. Callum Hood is their bassist. And Luke's voice just does the magic in there. So we're gonna talk about this album as a whole. They released Easier, Wildflower, Old Me, and a few other songs as lead singles. Out of this, Wildflower sure does stand out because the energy that they put in there, the kind of vibes, the lyrics too, they've just outdone it. And there are a few other songs. Firesides has tried a new kind of genre in this, which doesn't have high energy, but it sure does pump you with energy for some reason.
I don't expect 5 Seconds of Summer to like fucking drop a song which is like with less vibe. 5 Seconds of Summer is equal to trippy and disco vibe, bro. You can't just drop a song which is senti.
Okay, so there are a few songs which do stand out: Red Desert, Thin White Lines, and Lonely Heart. These songs, their vibe, their energy, it just through the roof. Annie, did you hear the songs yet, dude?
No, man. I didn't give a shit. You told me to listen, but fuck you.
Yeah. Okay, a little bit unparliamentary language there from my co-host.
Yeah.
Who's currently looking through his messages. Anyway, it's not my business.
Shashank, yeah.
Actually, anyways,
Shashank is texting me saying that I need to edit this. Probably I won't edit this because the point of the podcast is not to edit. He's just scared that people will criticize his views. I said I'm there for him. And if you bastards criticize his views, I'll kick your balls one by one, okay?
If you have balls, that
okay,
is.
Okay, guys, sorry. That doesn't mean you stop listening, stop following to us, exactly. Following us on Spotify. Share, subscribe if you're listening to it on YouTube. Love you all.
This is just a few laughs in the middle, calls for it. No, so anyways.
That was bad.
That was bad, yeah. Apologize to it.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That was lame, but okay, let's continue.
Yeah.
So, this song's, I guess, the most, I won't say famous here, I would say,
okay.
I would say the most, the one which stands out the most. I think we would go for, Ani, what do you go for? Teeth?
Bro, Teeth is equal to.
Okay, you don't
okay,
need,
yeah,
yes. Okay, we'll go. Yes. So, Teeth. Certainly, guys, you should check it out. Even Teeth live from the vault. He's trying to imitate it right now. And Teeth is also the official soundtrack for 13 Reasons Why season 4 on Netflix.
Bro, hear me up. 13 Reasons Why is the most lit thing ever. But guys, if you're like kids, don't watch it. Okay, it's about rape and suicide. And yeah, just don't watch it if you're
Spoiler alert, please. Okay.
No spoiler. Actually, no spoiler. I just told them the concept of the story, so nothing.
Yes. He did spoil it for me, but okay, whatever. So, thank you guys. Hope you listened to the song. And yeah, love you all. Stay safe. COVID-19 should go away. Okay, I think people are doing pujas.
Go, Corona.
Yes.
Corona, go.
Okay, so
Wait, Sidhu, we're still podcast.
Okay, we're moving on to the next show. Beatbox.
We're talking about beatbox.
And Ani's going to take over
yeah,
for
listen
this.
Over. Baby, if you're talking about beatbox, you have to include me, motherfuckers. You have to include me, bro. Okay, so Sidhu's signaling.
Yes.
He's like, don't cuss. I'm like, bro. Come on.
They didn't call for it. Anyways, okay, so moving on to the next segment hosted by Anirudh Kuchibotla. Let's go. Just love you all. Peace out.
Yeah, peace out. Bantai log. Okay. Anyways, let's move on to the next segment, beatbox. So, editor, cue the flipping intro. Welcome to another segment, beatbox. So, usually when we're talking about beatbox, we okay. First up, but like if you like see us like if you see our account on Instagram, our account is talk_cast_IG, and hit us up on Instagram too. And guys, shout the fuck out, bro! Shout the fuck out, like. Do all you do is shout out. Just put our post in your story, and then we'll call you for one of our podcasts. Is that okay with you guys? Okay. I hear Sidhu saying okay, but fine. Chalta hai. Anyways, so we're discussing about beatbox, right? So basically, all the beatbox scene comes from the U.S. and Australia and U.K. But the GBB or the Swiss Beatbox YouTube channel has like multiple kind of stuff like that. And then recently the GBB battle, which happened, the Swiss beatbox battle, the grand beatbox battle, which was supposed to happen on 2020, was postponed due to COVID-19. And since it was postponed, that's one of my yeah, we're coming. We're recording a podcast, and then one of my friend's daughters, one of my mother's friend's daughter just pops up here. She wants us to see a movie. We'll see later. Okay, sorry guys. Anyways, let's just continue with the podcast. Thank you. Bye. Anyways, guys. Shout out to my sister. Anyways, let's move on. GBB, Grand Beatbox Battle. So, the what is GBB? Basically, it's like what the I'm saying it so many times. Anyways, it's like a beatbox battle, which is grand. It's like the big ass beatbox battle. It's like cricket World Cup. You know what I'm saying, bro? Cricket World Cup. Anyways, chalte hain. Let's move on to the channel. So the latest video they posted was the GBB 2020, which was supposed to be postponed to April, but did not happen. And then instead of like leaving it there, they decided let's create online battles. So the first online, I think so. The first online battle has been posted now. Otherwise, it was always MB14 doing beatbox tutorials, but he's pretty good. Anyways, let's go ahead. So first online battle posted now. Biscuit, he's a beatboxer. Loop Station is like you have like a DJ kind of machine, and then you play sounds, and then you mix up those sounds to make music. So, what's his name again? Biscuit just put up an elimination. Elimination is like, okay, let me explain. When the GBB happens, the starting round where everyone gives a solo performance to clear them into the next round is known as the elimination. So in the elimination, a lot of people give their eliminations, but some of them fail. So after the elimination, there's quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, right? So let me read out to you the GBB winners. I don't know why I'm doing this news channel wala style, but let me just read out to you the GBB. I'm typing it out, guys. I know the last two winners, D-Lo and Codfish, but winners. All GBB winners, okay. Great Sport Really Bake Off. That's not what I searched, Dumb Fox. Okay, yeah, it's here. Okay, so they gave us the history of GBB from 2009. Marzil, Chile. Marzil, 2010. 9 and 10, Marzil, Chile. Then 2011, Skiller. 2012, Ballsy. Ballsy, bro. Cringe, bro. Anyway, Ballsy from UK. 2013, Loop Station is... because 2013, only Loop Station had happened. So 2013... Loop Station was Firebraz. Firebraz is a pretty famous guy. He's from France. And then 2014 showcase is Darmi, bro, that Singaporean kid who judges 2020 beatbox. Anyways, leave that alone. And 2015 Loop Station, Mando, Germany, and Gene showcase USA. What am I saying? Australia. Anyways, tag team, Fabulous, Wad. Wardness, I'm sorry, Fabulous, whatever, from France. Then 2016 Loop Station, Thorsten. 2016 Showcase, Kenny Urban. 2017 Tag Team, Mad Twins. They live in Goa. Did you know Mad Twins from the Russia live in Goa? Anyways, Goa, India. Mad Twins, Tag Team, Loop Station, Saru. Bro, Saru is one freaking legend. He keeps doing that. I'll make you listen to Saru, this is for sure. The Napalm. You can roll that bass. Like, if you call my friend Rashad, he can literally do the napalm, roll that bass line shit. And then, anyways, let's move on to 2018. Spider House. 2018, Tag Team Spider House. Loop Station Balance. 2018, Showcase. Bro, Codfish, bro. Codfish, man. What are you absolute... He's Instagramming. I had me too, bro. I need some respect. Shout us out. I'm podcasting. And then, yeah, he's clicking a selfie right now. So it's Firebraz, and then why you say fire? What the fuck? I just said Firebraz. And now let's move on. So Codfish, 2018 Showcase, Sidhu. I helped you when you were talking about 5 Seconds of Summer. Cheese. Did you show me that photo, bro? That sucked, right? But anyways, Sidhu's not doing shit. He's just Instagramming.
Yeah.
He's just Instagramming, and my parents are calling me. Don't worry, I'm not gonna go. One of my friends is gonna go. So go tell them that I'm fucking podcasting. Anyways, so 2018 show is Godfish, and then 2019 Tag Team Uni Team, and then it's Loop Station. 2019 Rhythmid, 2019 Showcase D-Lo. D-Lo is legend. Anyways, One of our episodes we'll call Rashad, who's also part of this podcast team, and then he can show you, he can show off his skills, you know what I'm saying? And after we're done with that, now the GBB World League 2020, which is supposed to take place on 7th to 9th of August in Warsaw, Poland. Poland has been postponed because absolutely, it's fine. So they needed to go somewhere. Anyways, Warsaw, Poland is happening through Discord. So basically, it's this time they've enlarged the league. So now there are 40 beatboxers, 16 countries competing for 3 categories: solo, tag team, loop station. There will also be amazing showcases from the world-class judges. Some of the best beatboxers in the world lineup to be announced. Anyways, they've announced the judges too on their Instagram page. So do check out this beatbox Instagram. And do check out our Instagram, talk_cast_IG. So yeah, guys, thank you. This is the beatbox segment. I think we're done with the beatbox segment. Let's move on to the next segment, which is Samachar. What is up, public? Kya bolte tum log? You're on Samachar of the podcast right now. We'll be talking about Samachar. Samachar bole to news. So let's start off with the Billboard Hot 100. Oh God, Jesus, shut the fuck up. Anyways, I'm sorry. Wait, I was listening to some songs in the middle of the recording. Anyways, so let's start off with the podcast. Blinding Lights by The Weeknd is at 1. It beats Box. Box was there like for a long time. Beatbox recently. Post Malone's Circles is at 4, that which is surprising because, bro, it was like 1, and then it reduced to 4, it reduced to 6. Now it's at 4. Then let's go to number 2. It's Box. Number 3 is Don't Start Now. Circles is number 4. Life is Good. My favorite person, Future, and my favorite person, Drake, on 5. Adore You by Harry Styles, legend Harry Styles, anyways. Say So, Doja Cat, nothing, I've never, I don't like that. Anyways, Intentions, Justin Bieber. Everything I Wanted, Billie Eilish. Someone You Loved, Louis Capaldi. I'm so sorry, I can't pronounce your name, I'm really sorry. Roxanne, I suck at singing. Anyways, Roxanne on 11th. Memories increased its ranking to 13th. Maroon 5, anyways. Heartless by Weeknd gone down to 12th. The Bones by Maren Morris, 14th. My Oh My, Camila Cabello featuring I don't know who. I don't think I can see it. I can't see it still. It's like dot dot dot. Anyways, 15. My Oh My, Camila Cabello. Hot Girl Bummer, Black Bear, 16. 17. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Travis Scott, bro. Travis Scott, Nav and Gunna. On 17 with Trunks. 18, Savage, Megan Thee Stallion. I don't like it. Blueberry Fago, Lil Mosey, I don't know him, I'm so sorry. Oh, Blueberry Fago, oh, the guy who wore like the blue shirt, Blue Bunyan, in the music video. Yeah, Dance Monkey at 20. Say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me, wow. I should stop singing. Break My Heart, Dua Lipa, New on 21. I Hope by Gabby Barrett, 22. Believe It by Party Next Door and Rihanna. Ballin by Mustard and Roddy Ricch. Oh, Roddy Ricch is like second appearance. And then, yeah, that's it. I can tell you those much. That much. There's a lot more. I'm on the Hot 100 of Billboard. But screwed anyway. Guys, thank you for listening to Samachar. Now I'll have to call in the co-host Sidhu to come in to the next segment, which is Rate the Song. Sidhu doesn't know what's planned for him. You don't just Memories. Who's playing Memories? Love you guys, Memories. My parents are playing Memories in Alexa, so I'm like happy. I love that song. Anyway, stop it. stop it for a second. We need to cut and run. God, Sidhu, what's wrong? He's trying to cut the podcast and make me listen to the song. Wait, I'm listening. I swear I'm listening. Lit vibe, bro. 5 seconds of summer equals lit as fuck vibe. Anyways, Sidhu doesn't know what he's planned for. Sidhu, please take care of the mic.
Yeah, if you... I forgot that segment is supposed to
ASMR motherfuckers. No, you don't know what the segment is. That is the intention of the segment.
Ah.
I didn't tell you yet. And you're touching the mic, motherfucker.
My bad.
Okay.
Anyways, there might have been some audio disturbance. Okay.
So, I have with me in my notes... can I get the mic? I have with me in my notes a bunch of songs. And Sidhu has to rate them. What he has to do is, without me seeing, he should like put the number like ranking wise. So I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs. He has to put the ranking 1 to 7, and then let's see how he does. So let's see how Sidhu, because I think Sidhu loves all of these songs. So I'm guessing so that probably he'll like have a tough time. So let's go.
Okay.
The mic is with you. I'm in the room. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, this guy gave me some tough choices. Alright, dude. Calm, Teeth, Godzilla, Box. Dude, you mentioned one song twice. But whatever. Senorita, T2 Better. Okay. I think Teeth's definitely gonna go first. Teeth is gonna go first. With Calm going second. Fire says always the first. I think that'll be Senorita, because it's not bad. Oh shoot, I messed something up. Okay, so Senorita third. And Godzilla fourth. Okay, and he'll probably have a different approach to this, but okay. Let's say Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes fifth. And then Box sixth. I think we can go on with this. I think you'll agree, but... Ani! Yeah, I'm done. Oh, he's coming up. Let's go. And he's kind of like a slow walker, and he's tall, so... Let's see how it goes. So, how are you doing this? I have no idea.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I thought you'd have a tough time. Did you read them the ratings?
Yeah.
You did?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Surely.
I did.
You did tell them this is number 1, this is number 2?
Yeah, yes, sir? I told them.
I'm gonna read it.
I told them as 2.
What did you put for Teeth? 7.
I kept it 1.
Okay, you wrote Teeth twice.
You wrote Teeth twice.
My bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bantelo. Okay, anyways. You heard Box, did you? Putting out a coup, a la, turn of a 12, first one.
Oh, Richie Rich.
Roddy Rich. I hate you. I'm into hip hop. Okay. Okay, so he marked Teeth number 1. That's fantastic. I love Teeth 2. Number 2 is Calm by 5 Seconds of Summer again. He's obsessed with 5SOS. Anyways, 3 is Senorita by Shawn Mendes. Okay. And Treat You Better is 5. And Box is at 6, dumb fuck. Box is at 6.
You dumb fuck. I'm not into hip hop.
Okay, it's fine, it's fine. I agree. Now, he's gonna write some songs, bunch of songs in the notes. And then I'll be down, waiting down again. And then I'll rate the songs. So, let's see it in the next segment of Rate the Song Part 2. And Sidhu has something to say. Let's just say it.
I think you can stay here while I don't show you the songs. You can just entertain the viewers.
Okay.
Because I need my brain power at work somewhere else.
Let's go. Rate Part 2. If I had a camera, I would have shown you how serious Sidhu's face is. It's like if I interrupt him, he's gonna fuck me up in the next bloody second. Don't take it the other way. When I mean fuck me up, I mean beat me up. And I think if I disturb Sidhu... I don't have a keyboard. Oh, my key. Okay, you hit. Okay, like that. Okay. I was like, keyboard? I thought he was the piano player. Anyways. I was dumb. Anyways, let's move on. So, I got a joke.
What's the maximum number I can give?
Anything.
Rihanna, beautiful. Beautiful people.
Beautiful people, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran and Khalid.
Yeah, they're playing it downstairs. Anyways, I don't care. Let's move on. Sidhu's giving me some songs.
What's the maximum I can give?
Yeah, probably how much ever you want to give, you give. Okay. Simple. Anyways, yeah, guys. Huh?
All right.
Don't give like too much, bro. I need to rank.
Maxi.
Okay. So, and yeah, if you're wondering why 3 episodes came in one day, that's because we needed some content on the Spotify page or YouTube page or Apple Podcast page. So yeah, thanks. Sidhu's gonna make the songs and be ready. So yeah, peace out, bitches. Peace out, motherfuckers.
Okay, so we're back on. Okay, I gave Ani. I think it's tough, but I don't know. Gotta see what he does. And yeah, you guys might not know one or two of the songs, but
you're calling my standard of music cheap.
Yeah, just
that's what you're doing. You're calling my standard of music cheap.
Controversies, yeah, but
no,
don't take
no,
it
no,
another.
No,
don't take it the other way, but okay. Ani, you can go on with this.
Yeah, where are you going? Where do you think? Oh, yeah, you have to go down thing, right?
Genius.
Young blood.
Do you want
I'm going to put this in my ear. Anyways, yeah. Young blood, I think I'll put it at. No, I don't. Bro, there's Young Blood, Teeth, Godzilla, Sanerita, Don't Start Now. Blinding Lights, New Rules. Bro, Blinding Lights has to be number one. New Rules is gay and it's old. So how many songs are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. New Rules goes fucking down there. Don't Start Now, I never heard it. So let's just put it at 6. But 6. I hate New Rules, so I have to put it down there. Sanerita is at... It's a pretty good song. I like the vibe of the song. So I'm put it at 2. So 1, 2, 6, 7 is done. Wait, why did I put Blinding Lights at... Okay, fine. Yeah, that deserves a 1. Actually, I'm put Godzilla at 2. And then Sanerita at 3. So there's 1, 2, 3, 6, 7. So Young Blood and Teeth, 4 and 5. I think Young Teeth would go 4. And then Young Blood would go 5. Sidhu, I'm done. Okay, so Sidhu must express his opinion. Sidhu must express his opinion. So let's go, let's see what happens.
I'm kind of excited to see what you have in store.
Flip it over, okay.
Oh, shoot. Where's your notes? Here. Okay, that's nice there. Okay, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd first.
Bro, Blinding Lights is legend.
I know, it's
legend.
It's, dude, it's the number one Billboard, right?
Hot 100, I read it out for
exactly.
The Billboard.
Yeah. It's dope.
Box
oh,
is number
God.
2. You didn't put Box. If it was Blinding Lights and Box, it was Box.
I didn't listen to it.
You didn't listen? You're such a fucker.
Okay, whatever. The obscene comments there. I don't know how to censor it, but...
We'll go. No, we're not gonna censor it. This is podcast, bro.
My bad. Godzilla number 2, pretty good choice. Bro, you dated Sanerita about Teeth. You are such
no,
a.
No, I like the so. The
you are such a.
No, listen. I need to talk about this. So there's a story behind this. Okay, so you guys know Havana, right?
Havana.
Oh, that came pretty good, bro. Anyways, so I used to, at that point of time, I was like a dumbass and had weird standards of music. So it was like, I used to love Havana a lot. And then I stopped like listening to Camila Cabello. Because after Havana, it was like a one hit wonder and no one gave a shit. But then after I grew up, I mean, barely 2 years, like 2016. When did Sanerita come out? 17, 18, 19, when?
19.
And at 2016, I got Instagram. I started following like everyone, Shawn Mendes and all. But I didn't give a fuck about Camila Cabello. I'm sorry.
People only follow her for her looks,
bro. I'm betting you that.
Not the
anyways, let's move on. So I didn't follow her, and then like 2 years later, 2019, there's 18 or I don't remember, but then I realized that Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are rumored to be together, and I'm like, bro, shit, my girl, bro. And then I went and followed Camila Cabello, and then there was like this. Obviously, I didn't spam her, bro. I said hi to Robert Downey Jr. That's a different thing. With the purpose of being a fan, not a lover. Anyways.
No.
Okay, okay.
I can't take it like that.
So, anyways, after that, yeah. And then there were like posters of Sandy Dita coming. I'm like, they have to be together. And then I didn't listen to it wantedly because I was like really depressed. I was like, why? Actually, this is actually a true story. I was dumbass. I was crazy behind Camila. So, I was like, why? And are you recording this bullshit? Actually, are you recording this in Insta? Just looking at the rating, okay. So I was like, why the fuck, bro? No, I was like, and then I listened, one of my friends was like, bro, listen to Teeth. See, what Teeth? Why am I saying Teeth? Bro, listen to Sandy Dita, bro, crazy song, bro, crazy beat, isn't it? I went and listened. Oh shit, the mic, I'm so sorry. I went and listened to the song. I saw the video. I got jealous. I disliked the video. I came out of it, but later I got over her, and then we were like normal, and then, you know, okay, I'm kidding, she didn't give a shit about me, she doesn't even know I exist, anyways, so, yeah, okay, they're playing old songs, anyways, my parents playing old songs, anyways, let's move on, so, it was like over between us, Sidhu's making cry emojis, sending me cry, what the fuck? Anyways, over between us. That was a joke. I intended for a joke. Anyways, it was done. I told Camila, I'm done with you. I can't take this. And then I left her. Actually, the opposite. But she didn't know I existed. So, after that, things got normal. And then I settled. She settled with Shawn Mendes. kidding. Anyways, so I was like, I listened to Sandy Dita once more. Bro, then the addiction caught me. I like the vibe. I like the tune. I liked everything except for Camila. So, yeah, I like the song, man. I don't know if you guys like the story or if it was a waste of time. I don't give a fuck, but just follow me on Spotify. And Sidhu needs the mic. He's really getting emotional here. He doesn't know what to say, Papa.
I'm at a loss for here. That was emotional, depressing, but at the same time, I didn't understand the connection yet. Sorry, but I'll go with it.
Connection is Camila Cabello and I broke up, bro. We were like dead.
Okay, whatever. Okay. This is getting
weird. Pretty bad story.
This is getting weird right now, so I will go. Senorita third, Teeth fourth. Okay, Young Blood fifth. Hey, you got me there, man. Okay.
Bro, Young Blood is little old, bro.
Little old but little good also, no bo.
Your Teeth is better.
Whatever, we'll go with it. So don't start now, Dua Lipa. Sixth for his taste, yeah, I can understand.
Dua Lipa sucks. I didn't even hear the don't
say
start
it, now. Say it again.
She doesn't suck. Sidhu, she doesn't. I love Dua Lipa. As if motherfuckers, as if. Anyways,
bro, but then you heard New Rules, did you?
New Rules is gay, that's why I didn't hear the song Don't Start Now. Can I get a mic, bro? Probably people can't hear shit. Anyways, I didn't hear the song Don't Start Now. And then I heard New Rules. It's like gay, outdated and old. So I put it at 7th. But Don't Start Now, I'm guessing, was a good song. So I just put it up there.
Logical thinking there from Ani there. Yeah. So
a song I hate, I have to put it at the bottom.
Yeah, I think we'll go with that.
Yeah, guys, I think this has come to a point where we need to end the podcast.
Yeah, even we need to take a short break and...
We'll just end this podcast. Huh. Anyways, don't forget to follow us on all social media sites. Oh, shit, the mic. Don't forget to follow us on all social media sites. Instagram, hit us at talk_cast_IG. And, we'll put on this. Don't mind, it's okay. It's absolutely fine. It was just one of my mom's friends. What happened? Anyways, guys, don't forget to hit us up on our social media, follow us on Spotify. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Respect. Sidhu's signing off, I'm signing off. And if you're wondering why the background noise is coming, it's because I'm at someone else's house. And yeah, we have some message for you guys and for something Mother Nature gave us. Go Corona. Okay, guys, peace out. Have a nice time.
Stay safe, guys.
Stay safe.
Good night.
We're signing off.
Good morning, whatever.
Good morning. And here's a joke of the day. Your mom was so fat, she got arrested for carrying 1,000 pounds of crack. That was bad. That's okay. Anyways, guys, peace out. Stay safe. Stay nice. Stay happy. Peace out. Why am I saying peace out every time? Anyways, signing off. Anirudh K and Siddharth. So we're done with the podcast, guys. Follow us on all social media accounts. Talk_cast_IG and follow us on Spotify. My face doesn't work, so don't try to snoop in my phone. And yeah, thank you, guys. Peace out.